it was meeting Megan LaRusa Chenoweth that prompted me to want to learn more about Birmingham's fashion scene. Megan used to work in New York as a trend forecaster, and she's from Birmingham originally, and she actually moved back to Birmingham to really launch a very successful fashion career as a style consultant, and she blogs as well at southernfemme.com. So just seeing the success that she's had in Birmingham made me think that there must be a pretty good community of people here in town who are concerned about fashion and feel like it's important.
Well, what is exactly a fashion consultant?
She basically helps people find their personal style. And so as I write in my blog post, she walked me through some of the things that she does for her clients. So first we had a meeting in which we talked about my personal style. I shared stories about fashion in the past. And then we went to my home and we went to my closet, and she helped me put together some of the clothes that I already owned in new ways. And then we took a brief shopping trip and she helped me pick out some outfits.
What were you most surprised to learn about regarding fashion in Birmingham?
I was just surprised that so many people here take fashion so seriously, to the point where now we have a Birmingham Fashion Week that's been around for a few years now. And also we have a lot of successful fashion bloggers, in addition to Megan, people like Alexis Barton, for example.
Was there anything that was scary when you had Megan into your home and looking through your closet? I mean, were there any scary moments going through and seeing what you had?
There are many scary moments, not just the closet search, which she calls shopping your closet, but also that initial meeting that we had was the body type analysis, when we were going to have a conversation about the clothes that I should wear for my body type. And I'm not exactly a skinny girl, so I thought that that conversation was going to be all bad. I thought it was just basically going to be, well, you have to just wear frumpy clothes because you're not skinny. But of course, it didn't turn out that way at all.
Are there any stereotypes you had about fashion or fashion in the South that you found to be untrue through this process?
I think that there is just sort of this general stereotype that in order to be very chic and stylish, you have to be a certain size, and also you have to spend a lot of money. And Megan does a really good job of dispelling both of those myths and showing you that you can be chic and fashionable at any size and that you don't have to spend a lot of money to do so.
Well, you got to pick out some outfits with her, so you changed your outward appearance. But how did you feel going through your closet and shopping with her? I mean, did you feel any different internally?
Somewhat. I think one of the things that I really appreciate about Megan is that she really focuses on confidence, not just clothes. So that's why she has that first initial meeting where you just talk about defining your personal style. Sitting there with her telling these stories about fashion and the role that it's played in my life in the past really helped with my confidence, and just kind of stress how that is more important than necessarily what you're wearing, that what matters most is the self-esteem that you have while you're wearing that outfit.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think Birmingham is such a great place to be a home to fashion?
I think in the South, fashion is not about vanity, but it's almost about good manners. Because if you think about how if you aren't dressed properly for a certain event, we just find that so rude here in the South. And so I think that that's something unique to us, that again, it's not, fashion is not about vanity, but it's about good manners and just wanting to present yourself properly.